Chanakya was a polymath from ancient India who worked as a teacher, author, strategist, philosopher, economist, jurist, and royal counselor. He is commonly recognized as Kautilya or Vishnugupta, the author of the Arthashastra, an ancient Indian political treatise written during the 3rd-4th centuries BCE. As a result, he is regarded as a forefather of political science and economics in India, and his work is regarded as an essential forerunner to classical economics. His writings were lost towards the end of the Gupta Empire in the 6th century CE and were not found again until the early 20th century. Around 321 BCE, Chanakya aided the first Mauryan ruler Chandragupta in his ascent to power and is usually regarded with helping to build the Mauryan Empire. Both Chandragupta and his son Bindusar appointed Chanakya as their top counselor. Chanakya is credited with two books, Arthashastra and Chanakya Niti, commonly known as Chanakya Niti Shastra. Arthashastra is a book written in Sanskrit, explains theories and concepts of state governance. Kautilya created an immensely important imperative. Government, polity, and progress must all be tied to people's well-being. It is divided in 15 chapters. Book 1 contains brief introduction, context with other sciences, deals with the kings, training, appointment of ministers and other officers, daily routine, safety and security. Book 2 or Chapter 2 describes duties of various executive officers, state activities like mining, agriculture, leisure and so on. Book 3 or Chapter 3 gives the description of law and administration of justice and complete code of law. Book 4 or Chapter 4 tells about the suppression of crime, detection of crime, control over merchants and artisans, torture and capital punishment. Book 5 gives description of miscellaneous collection of topics like salary scales of officials. Book 6 or Chapter 6 is short and gives description of important theoretical basis of whole work. In this, Chapter 1 or Part 1 contains theory of constituent elements of state and Chapter 2 or Part 2 contains theory of foreign policy. Book 7 is a compilation of exhaustive discussion which method of foreign policy to use in conduct of foreign affairs. Book 8 is concerned with vyasanas or calamities. Book 9 deals with preparation of war and covers topics like kinds of troops to mobilize, proper conditions to start expedition and dangers to guard. Book 10 is concerned with fighting, main battle camp, types of battle arrays and different modes of fighting. Book 11 has only one chapter on how a conqueror should tackle oligarchies governed by a group of chiefs instead of a single king. Book 12 describes how a weak king, when threatened by a strong king, should frustrate the latter's designs and overcome him. Book 13 is concerned with conquest of enemy's fort by deception or by fighting. Also describes how the conquered territories should be ruled. Book 14 deals with secret and occult practices, and Book 15 describes the methodology and logical techniques used in the work. The book Arthashastra contains highly valuable economic insights on international commerce, taxation, government, spending, agriculture, and industry. Stability and good governance are inextricably intertwined. There is stability when rulers are responsive, responsible, removable, and recallable. Otherwise, there is ambiguity. He suggested that hefty taxes should be avoided. If tax rates are too high, the people will be unwilling to pay the tax and will seek out ways to avoid paying it. The fundamental focus of Kautilya's economic ideas is social welfare. The state was obligated to assist the impoverished and defenseless as well as to be proactive in contributing to the well-being of its residents. Kautilya placed a greater focus on human capital generation, which is important in today's world since progress is impossible without human capital growth. It contains useful financial information. It may be used to illustrate numerous contemporary economic ideas and can be utilized to demonstrate relevance to present times. He proposed a variety of economic policy approaches to promote economic development. The Arthashastra is said to have laid the way for Chandragupta and his grandson Ashoka the Great's success. In Indian Vedic civilization, Arthashastra is one of the most compelling and thorough treatises on political science. Arthashastra is regarded as the essence of old Vedic wisdom in politics and economics, and it has a lot of intriguing resonance with the ideas and theories of numerous philosophers, economists, and political scientists around the world. If we want to know in detail about Chanakya's Dandaniti, please click on the link in the description box to know the entire details of Dandaniti as explained by Chanakya in his book, The Arthashastra. If you want to join the live classes for UGC NET preparation and preparation for other competitive exams, please use the details in the description box. Thank you.